Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
An Irish couple who travelled to Ukraine for the birth of their baby boy by surrogate have been given permission to take a legal challenge to the requirement to pre-book a room in hotel quarantine before they can fly home. The High Court heard the couple and their son will be given an emergency travel certificate tomorrow to allow them to come home, but it will be valid only until Monday, and there are currently no hotel quarantine rooms available to book. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, you've been following this case, of course. What are the couple and their legal representatives saying in relation to mandatory hotel quarantine?
Yes, well, this little baby was born before Ukraine was made a designated state by the government for the purposes of hotel quarantine. And obviously the couple had gone over to Ukraine for the birth of the baby. They're booked to come home on Saturday, and tomorrow they're due to get an emergency travel certificate for the baby, but it has to be used within 3 days. So there's two kind of strands to their argument, really. First of all, they're saying because they're now up, they're obliged to pre-book a stay at a quarantine hotel before being allowed to board a flight to Ireland. But there are currently, as has been reported, no places available, so they won't be able to make that booking until Monday, and by the time they're able to make the booking, the travel certificate will have expired. They're also concerned that if they are allowed on the flight from Ukraine, for example, they might be denied boarding at a connecting point in Germany, or they might be denied boarding in the first place in Ukraine, and they're very worried about being stranded with a newborn baby. They're also worried, secondly, about bringing a newborn baby into a quarantine facility in Ireland. Their legal counsel, their senior counsel, Michal P. O'Higgins, said they had letters from two doctors saying that they would be concerned about a baby being brought into a quarantine hotel where there could be cases of COVID-19. And of course, the baby would have a very immature immune system.
Yeah. Has the state replied to all of that?
No, frankly. The court was told this afternoon that solicitors for the couple had written two letters to the Minister for Health yesterday and the day before, outlining their circumstances and asking for confirmation that they would be exempt from the requirement to quarantine, and outlining how urgent their situation is and how worrying their situation is. The court has heard that they've received an acknowledgement to the first letter, and to the second letter they received an acknowledgement saying the matter was being considered by the Minister, but that is it. They haven't received, the court said, a substantive response to their letters, and so they also said there might be other families in a similar position.
So they just basically want to quarantine at home, and I believe their home is about 10 minutes or so from Dublin Airport. What happens next from a legal point of view, Orla?
Well, what they were doing today was asking for permission to take this challenge, so leave to seek judicial review of the legislation. And they were given that permission. Mr. Justice Charles Meenan said it was a particularly urgent and serious case involving the health, safety and welfare of a newborn baby. Normally, he would have said that the minister had to be given notice and he would hear the whole argument of whether they should have permission, with the minister also being able to make an argument. But he said in this case, no, he was going to actually give the permission immediately. He said the letters that they had written to the minister effectively put the state on notice about this case. Mr. O'Higgins, Micheál O'Higgins, for the family, said he hoped the minister would take a compassionate approach in this case. It's going to go back into court tomorrow morning. So it's going to go before Mr. Justice Brian O'Moore, who's already dealing with a number of cases about the legality of people's detention in hotel quarantine. And this case is going to go before him in the morning as well, where the state will be represented at that point.
Okay, Orla O'Donnell, Gur Míle Maith.